Hello and welcome to the word from my hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time, June 30th, 2026. And our passage today for reflection comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly a violent storm came upon the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, 'Lord, save us, we are perishing.' Said to them, 'Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?' Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm." There are storms that rise suddenly in life. One moment the sea is still, and the next the skies darken, the wind turns fierce, and the waves begin crashing against the fragile vessel we trusted would carry us safely home. Some storms arrive in the world around us: illness, loss, conflict, disappointment, uncertainty. Others rise deep within the soul: anxiety, loneliness, temptation, grief, exhaustion, fear. The disciples knew such a storm. They were not inexperienced men. Several of them were fishermen who had spent years upon the Sea of Galilee. They knew the moods of the water. They understood danger. Yet this storm was different. Matthew tells us that the boat was being swamped by waves. The situation had moved beyond discomfort to terror. And amid all this chaos, Jesus was asleep. One can almost hear the desperation in the disciples' voices: "Lord, save us! We are perishing." It is one of the most honest prayers in all of Scripture. Not polished, not composed, not theological, just raw fear reaching towards God. And perhaps that is why this gospel touches us so deeply, because there are moments when we too wonder how Christ can remain silent while our lives are tossed about by storms. We pray, but heaven seems quiet. We ask for relief, but the winds continue. We search for signs of God's nearness, yet all we feel is the rocking of the boat. Lord, where are you? Do you not see what is happening? Do you not care that we are struggling? The disciples believed Jesus could help them, otherwise they would not have awakened him. But they still did not understand who was truly in the boat with them. And that changes everything. There's an old story told of a monastery high in the mountains. One winter evening, a terrible storm descended upon the region. Winds howled against the stone walls, snow buried the pathways, and thunder echoed through the valleys. A young monk became frightened. The storm seemed violent enough to destroy the monastery itself. Unable to sleep, he rose from his bed and hurried through the cold corridors to the chapel. There he found an elderly abbot sitting silently before the tabernacle. The young monk whispered anxiously, "Father, are you not afraid? The storm is terrible." The old abbot smiled gently and replied, "The storm outside is loud only when the storm inside us is louder. Then he pointed towards the tabernacle. The Lord is here, and if Christ is here, then there is no storm greater than his peace. The young monk sat beside him in silence. The wind still raged outside. Nothing had changed in the weather. Yet slowly something changed within him. This is the deeper miracle of today's gospel. Yes, Jesus calmed the sea. Yes, he rebuked the winds and the waves. But before he rebuked the storm around them, he addressed the storm within them. Why are you terrified, O you of little faith? The Lord was not scolding them for feeling fear. Fear is part of being human. Rather, he was inviting them to remember that fear does not have the final word when Christ is present. Faith does not mean we never tremble. Faith means we continue to trust, even while trembling. Many people imagine holiness as a life untouched by storms, but the saints teach us otherwise. Holiness is not the absence of suffering, it is learning to remain near Jesus in the midst of suffering. Even contemplative prayer is often misunderstood this way. People think prayer should remove all turbulence from the mind and heart. Yet often when we enter silence before God, we become more aware of the waves inside us, restless thoughts, wounds, regrets, distractions, and fears. But contemplative prayer is not about manufacturing calm. It's about remaining with Christ long enough to discover that his presence is deeper than the storm. The sea may still rage, the winds may still blow, but beneath it all is the steady, unshaken presence of God. And this changes how we live. Because when we truly believe Christ is in the boat with us, panic slows, gives way to surrender. Not passive resignation, but trusting surrender. The disciples believed they were alone against the storm. They forgot that the Creator of the sea was beside them. How often we forget the same. We look at the diagnosis, the broken relationship, the uncertain future, the burdens we carry, and we think the size of the storm determines the outcome. But for the Christian, the decisive reality is not the strength of the storm, but the presence of Christ. Waves do not define the story. Jesus does. And notice something beautiful. The disciples woke Jesus with frightened, imperfect faith. Yet he still answered them. This should console us deeply. Sometimes our prayers are strong and confident, other times they are exhausted cries, barely spoken through tears. Still, he hears, Lord, save us. That prayer alone is enough. There are moments when we cannot explain theology, cannot find beautiful words, cannot even understand what God is doing. All we can do is cling to Christ from within the storm. And that is enough. Because salvation does not depend upon the perfection of our faith. It depends upon the faithfulness of Jesus. The gospel ends with great calm. Not merely calm, but great calm. Peace of Christ is never shallow. It is vast enough to quiet even the deepest chaos of the human heart. And perhaps this is what the Lord desires for each of us today. Not a life free from storms, but a heart that learns where true peace is found. not in control, not in certainty, not in perfect circumstances, but in Him. For the same voice that calmed the sea still speaks to troubled hearts, "Do not be afraid." And the soul that truly listens begins to discover a mysterious peace that the storms of this world cannot take away. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when the storms of life rise around us and fear fills our hearts, teach us to remember that you are near. When we feel overwhelmed by uncertainty, help us to trust in your presence more than in our fears. Calm the restless waves within us. Strengthen our faith when it grows weak. Teach us to rest in you, even when the winds still blow. May your peace become the anchor of our souls, and may we never forget that no storm is greater than your love. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.